We're pleased to have with us our latest interview here today on a very busy morning show, Joseph Burks with the VA, East Central Kansas Healthcare System.
Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, good morning to you.
How are things going for you today?
They're going really well, and thank you for having me on. We have so much to talk about in this short little time, but happy to join you and the listeners there in Emporia.
Wanted to bring Joseph and also later on some staffers with the VA on board with us here on a morning show to really start highlighting some of the different services and really the scope of what the VA is all about here, specifically with Emporia being the founding city of Veterans Day and a ton of veterans here in and around the area, which leads, I guess, really to a basic foundational question here, Joseph, really who the VA Eastern Kansas Healthcare System is and really what you're all about.
And who we are is an organization that honors our veterans and helps put them in a healing environment. We cover about 20,000 square miles throughout eastern Kansas and western Missouri. That's 37 counties. Our main medical centers are in Leavenworth, Kansas and Topeka, Kansas, that most are familiar with. And then we have rural clinics spread throughout. We've got one at Junction City. We've got Fort Scott, Chanute, Garnett. We've got Kansas City, Kansas, St. Joseph, Missouri, Platte City, Missouri, and then Lawrence as well. But just to add to that, we've recently added Atlas, and that's accessing telecare through local area stations. We've added that to your Emporia, American Legion Post 5. And I do encourage your listeners to head over to our Facebook site, and we have posted that this morning, that video highlighting that care, that state-of-the-art care right there in Emporia.
That was going to be one of my questions later, is really how the pod has fared here so far since that was installed earlier this year.
Yeah, great question. And again, we just launched that video, just launched it this morning, got it yesterday, finalized, and it's going well. And we always want more. We want our veterans to know about it and just reach out. We've added it to the American Legion so that it is an environment that our veterans can be comfortable with. And if they need help, there's somebody right there and available for them. So it's kicked off. It's off the ground. And we have had plenty of patients come through there, and we want many, many more.
Well, Joseph, take a moment and explain the Atlas Pod and how that works exactly.
Yeah, the Atlas Pod is state-of-the-art. Veterans can come in there, and they can receive care. They can meet with their primary care. They can talk about prescriptions. They can do a number of things. Obviously, we can't do any specialty care through there, but it is a way for them to connect without having to drive all the way to Topeka for a medical appointment. And if you're not enrolled yet, we would encourage you to enroll in VA healthcare and use that as an extra incentive for your care without having to drive. And along with the Atlas Pod, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about the PACT Act, because that is one of the hottest items out there right now for VA.
Yeah, please dovetail into that, because that was a huge announcement here about 2 to 3 weeks back.
It was. On August 10th, that announcement was made. And so it's called Honoring Our PACT Act, and that's the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee named that bill after Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson. And many may not know, but he was a National Guardsman out of Ohio, and he deployed to Kosovo and Iraq. And then after returning home from his final deployment, doctors had diagnosed him with an autoimmune disorder, late-stage lung cancer, both associated with burn pit exposure. So PACT Act was passed, and with that, the new law expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to these burn pits and other toxic substances. That law helps us provide generations, I'm talking about generations of veterans and their survivors, with the care and benefits that they've earned and deserved. There's some presumptive claims that come with that act, and there's a ton of them. What I'll save time with is just guide our listeners to the website, and it's an all-inclusive, it's the official source of the PACT Act, and that's www.va.gov/PACT. And those veterans out there who maybe filed a claim in the past and it was denied, we encourage you now, don't wait, file another supplemental claim, and let's get you into our system and give you that care that, again, you deserve and that you've earned. And I do, at the same time, want to warn our veterans, there is plenty of scams going on out there. As quickly as it was signed on 10 August, right behind it came scams. So we just want our veterans to be aware and be careful with that. So don't provide your personal benefits, medical, or financial details online or over the phone. Federal agencies, I promise, will not contact you unless you make the request. Again, we wouldn't want you to click on online ads or engage with social media that seems or feels suspicious. Again, we want you to go to the official website for all of that information. And there's a phone number as well for those veterans who can apply for these PACT Act benefits. And that is 1-800, make this simple, 1-800-MY-VA-411. That's 1-800-698-2411. And we're going to do one better. We're going to host a presumptive claims event. It won't be in Emporia, but maybe we'll look to get down there. So yeah. In Mayetta, Kansas, on the 6th of September, coming up in just a week and a half, so 6th September, Mayetta, Kansas, at the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation Casino, we're going to host a presumptive claims event. And if you're not enrolled, come on out there. Bring your DD-214. We can get you enrolled in healthcare that day. But there are a number of resources that we're going to be sharing out there at that event. It starts at 10 a.m.
Department of Veterans Affairs Chief of Communications and Public Relations Joseph Burks with us here on our Newsmaker 3 segment, KVOE. It is 8:48, sunny and 66 degrees. Well, let's just talk about the services you provide through the VA here in eastern Kansas, Joseph.
You bet. So many services, hard to mention them all, but obviously primary care being the first and foremost. But we have surgical opportunities. We have many services that are called specialized services or ancillary services, physical therapy, occupational therapy. We have audiology. We have optometry. We have geriatrics and extended care, behavioral health. Couldn't be more important, and that's one of our top priorities in what we do out there in the community. So many, I would encourage listeners, and again, veterans, to head to our website, and you can find nearly every service that we offer and a way to contact us, and that can be found at topekava.gov. It's that easy, topekava.gov. You can go in there and learn a lot more about who we are.
Joseph, I just have one more question here for you. Say that I'm a veteran or I guess maybe coming out of the service. What would be like the first couple of steps that I would need to take as I'm leaving my military branch of service and making sure that I have access to the care that I need through the VA?
I would want everybody, even before they get out of the service, to start that process. And that is enroll in VA healthcare and find you a local veteran service organization. There are plenty registered throughout the state, and start working with them. You're not doing this alone, and those veteran service organizations are there to help our veterans kind of navigate the system from military over to VA care. I would want you to contact quickly and almost immediately our enrollment and eligibility. Or just go to va.gov/enrollment. You'll find everything you need there. They've made things so much simpler over the years that really easy to find, really easy to walk through. And again, we're here to help answer those questions and walk those veterans through as well.
All right, Joseph, anything else you want us to know here before we wrap this segment up?
I do. One final thing is we're going to host a community celebration. So anyone in your listening area that might be in Leavenworth, Kansas on the 17th of September, got a huge community event, car show, resource fair. We've already got over 65 VA vendors and community vendors that are signed up for that. And then we're going to finish the night off with a movie night on our VA lawn. We have one of the most beautiful campuses in the country, and we want to show that off to our community on September 17th.
Sounds good. Well, Joseph, thanks so much for this particular update, and looking forward to having another one of your VA staffers joining us here next month, yeah. Here early in the month.
Appreciate it.
Love working with you all. Appreciate you having me on.